Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
There is a pop culture website called Collider, and they recently put out an article about the best shows that defined the 90s, ranked. And Miggs, you have not shown us the top shows.
No, because I wanted to see how well, because I mean, I think we all grew up watching a lot of these shows. And I think we all look back on the 90s as a pretty fun era for music and also for television shows.
Without question.
So I grabbed a couple of these shows that made this top list, like the top 10. So I grabbed a few of them. And I found like a funny moment, maybe the theme song. And I want to see if you could be able to name the TV show based on that.
Okay.
Okay.
And should we get Justin from Ferndale on to help us?
Yeah, we'll have Justin help us out with this. Okay.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. Are you a big fan of the 90s era?
I was born in 91 and grew up on 90s television, mostly cartoons. But my sister was all into like the Full House, Step by Step, and all that stuff.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll be good in the ballpark.
All right, so I'm going to play you a clip from a certain television show. You have to guess what it is, and I feel like this one's perfect to start off with because I believe this came in at number one, and also this season it's perfect for. Are you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Yep. All right, this one's for you, Justin.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
Oh, my gosh. A Festivus for the rest of us. Can I hear that one more time?
I can give you a different hint. Here's a different one.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh.
All right, one more hint.
No soup for you.
No soup for you. Come on.
Oh, Seinfeld.
Yeah!
You win nothing. We just wanted to see how well you know your 90s shows. And clearly it was a little bit of a struggle for you, Justin, but we love you.
Nice work, Justin.
Hey, thanks. I actually never watched Seinfeld.
Oh.
You know, I grew up in a Seinfeld house, but I didn't watch it like super closely. My parents watched it all the time.
We watched it obsessively. And then all my buddies, we would always come in the next day at school and then talk about the episode. It was just like, that was the show.
It was such a part of the 90s culture.
All right. Do you have another caller?
We do. We have Aline from Gig Harbor. Aline, you want to play along with this game and help us define these 90s shows or identify these 90s shows?
Yeah.
All right. I feel like, Aline, I'm having faith that you're going to get this one right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Pivot! Okay, I don't think it's going to pivot anymore.
You think?
All right, what do you think it is?
Oh, is that Seinfeld?
No.
Oh, no, we just did Seinfeld. It was the show that aired after Seinfeld. All right, how about this for a hint? Friends,
yeah,
yep, there we
nice
go.
Nice work, Aline.
Nailed it.
Pivot.
All right,
pivot.
How about, let me do this one for you, Taryn. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like, how do you say taco in Mexican?
Taco.
Yes, that's exactly the word I want to translate.
Taco.
Just give me one of those crispy shells with meat in it.
Taco.
Ugh.
And that would, of course, be The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Were you ever a Simpsons fan?
Very surface level. I never got super into it.
I remember getting in trouble because I had Bart Simpson's shirt that said, eat my shorts.
Oh, yeah.
And I got in trouble with my school, and then my parents were upset about that. But that was like, that was the thing.
For sure.
Eat my shorts.
All right, let's put Danny to the test.
Let's go.
All right, I think you might be able to get this one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I mean, why else would she be acting as such a B-I-T-C-H?
Well, I think we're all a little too old to be spelling things out.
A bitka?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know that one.
Let's see if the theme song helps you.
Okay. Is it Buffy the Vampire
Slayer?
Boom! Yeah.
I never watched that. I thought for sure you were a Buffy kind of guy.
Never once watched that show.
I feel like it's like an emo type show. Totally. I figured the emo guy would love Buffy.
Yeah, the guy wearing a black Santa hat today.
You're not wrong. I've never once watched it, though.
All right, let's put Sarah to the test.
And considering she was born in the 70s, she should rock this.
Gosh. For sure.
Yeah, this one actually is Three's Company.
I don't even know what that show is.
Sure you do.
So before my time.
Right.
All right, here we go.
I can't do this anymore. Look, me neither. I mean, getting woke up in the middle of the night by a naked man running around the house.
Is this Fresh Prince?
Boom! Yeah.
That's right! I am young.
I'm sorry, I thought you were all asleep. Not you, G. Oh, never mind.
I forgot how funny the butler guy was.
He was great, Jeffrey.
And that theme song is, like, iconic.
You mean this one?
Let's go.
I feel like you could play this at a club. And you know how like some DJs will like turn the music off to see if everyone sings along? I feel like the entire
is a story all about
maybe the older crowd will definitely be able to do it.
Down and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how
I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Is where I spend most of my days.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all. Shooting some b-ball outside of the school with a couple of guys that were up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood.
I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. I said,
moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
I begged and
okay.
Oh, that's a different version. That's a different version.
That's the full version.
That's the full version.
So what you're saying is when I go out and if this happens, I should just pretend I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. I'm so young and so...
Yeah, what is this? Never heard of this show.
The Daily Migs Show.
A teacher in the great state of Florida was arrested after he was found naked in an elementary school. And with him, he had weed, a laptop, and sex toys.
Whoa.
This is some audio of the local police talking about Joe getting arrested.
Joe.
They all saw a deputy, quickly got dressed, and exited the school. Deputy tried to apprehend him. And at that point, the now clothed, formerly nude male committed battery on that deputy.
Oh, geez.
There was nobody inside the school at the time. You know, as to the vulgarity, I think I just don't even want to get into his mind and think about what he was thinking.
So did he... I have two questions.
I have a lot of questions.
I probably have more than two, but I'm going to start with these two. Did he attack the other officer while he was naked?
I think it sounded like that happened after.
Okay.
So maybe he was clothed?
Yeah. Okay.
But that would be funnier if he was naked.
Funnier, that would be the last day of my run as being a police officer. I'm like, I can't do this anymore, guys. I just got attacked by a naked man who had sex toys. Question number two, was that the school that he works at?
Oh, that's another good question.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just assuming so.
I'm assuming so as well, but I don't know why. Like, I just was like, did he just show up to another school? He's just like, you know, it'd be fun.
I just find it so weird that, you know, you want to have some... smoke some weed and have some alone time or whatever. I know. I'll go hit up the school for that. Like, yeah.
Well, in all fairness, his girlfriend or wife was at home. Doesn't let him have any alone time.
He needed a private space.
He had nowhere else to go. The library wasn't open. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
Do you have a teacher that will forever live in infamy for you? Because I'd imagine whoever... So if he's an elementary school teacher, imagine being the parents. I think like the kids probably don't even know what the hell's going on, especially if nobody saw it, thankfully.
For sure.
They said that the building was empty, so that's good. But the parents are going to find out, and they'll be like, wow.
Yeah.
Professor Joe or Teacher Joe is, we're never going to see him again.
So In my hometown, there was a teacher that I had in, like, I want to say maybe eighth grade, but okay. He was also the science team, like, coach. And yes, I was a science team kid. I know that probably shocks you today to know that information. But years and years later, he ended up getting...
Is that where you learned how to make acid? I'm kidding. Sorry.
But he was arrested first-degree murder of his wife.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it was wild because he tried to cover it up and make it look like she had fallen down the stairs. But then they, like, did the investigation and found out that he had, like, Googled how to make falling down the stairs look like an accident.
He did not.
Yes.
How are you so smart to be a teacher in the world of science? Because science isn't easy, but you're... Not that I should be like, how dumb are you? But like, how dumb are you?
But he was people's favorite teacher. He was like a father figure to some people. I mean, people loved him. Gosh. It was a huge shock. And I believe that it was discovered that he had had like an affair with a substitute teacher or something like that. There was a lot of information.
That's insane.
And he had scratches on his face. He said it was from a dog. And then, of course, they found his skin under her fingernails. Oh, my God. Yeah. It was bonkers. I think he got like 25 or something years in prison.
That sounds like a plot to like some like episode of 911 or one of those like, you know, like Forensic Files or something like that.
So wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because when you said sciences, I was like, what is it about like the sciences that bring out like kind of like the odd characters? We had a biology teacher, I remember in high school. And at some point, I don't remember why, but it will forever be in my brain, this moment where he let us all know that he was a nudist. And him, his wife, and his children do not wear clothes when they're in their house. And I remember looking at, like, this is all boys Catholic high school, and we're all looking at each other like, that's information I did not need to know.
Yeah, why would you think to share that?
I think he just wanted to maybe normalize it, and he figured what better way to do that than in class? Like, I don't even know why it came up. It wasn't like this was a class where we needed to know this, but I remember, I could still picture him telling us this and looking at my buddy Chris and be like, what is going on right now?
Thanks, teacher.
But I don't think any of us went back to our parents and never told them. I don't think I ever told my parents. It was just like a passing mention that he just shared with us. And that was the first time I even knew what a nudist was.
I am certain that our rockaholics have some good teacher stories. So when you were in school, who is the one teacher that will forever live in infamy? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Tell us the story of the teacher you will never, ever forget.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you were in school, who was that one teacher that will forever live in infamy?
Infamy.
206-803-ROCK. Joe from Shelton, tell us about the teacher you will never forget.
Oh, I had my English 4 teacher, Miss Rice. She was sleeping with my buddy Tony. And I had heard about her back in middle school. Oh. And then, yeah. And then so we get to school, and then, you know, rumors start flying around that he's messing around with her. So I ask him, I'm like, Tony, how in the heck did you get this? You know, how did you pull this off? Because she was attractive. She was like total 40-year-old Coug Nation, you know.
Coug Nation. And,
yeah. Short skirts, V-neck shirts, the whole nine. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, we'd be in class, and she'd be bending over in front of my desk and winking at me while we were taking tests and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was so naive. She was doing that crap to me too.
Dude, Joe, it's so funny you mentioned that because there were times, it's a dumb story, I'm on board with this whole thing, but like where there was a teacher, I was like doing a teacher's aid thing, not from my school, but she was a teacher and like gave me her phone number. And like the whole time, I never even put two and two together that she was being flirty. And I would be just like you. I'm like, you have to knock me over the head with like, no, I want to have sex with you for me to believe that, especially in my high school days.
Yeah, my buddy, the way he hit it off was he put his pager number in the middle of one of our term papers we turned in.
Beat me sometime, teach.
Yeah, and then he wasn't a very good student, so as it was going on, he was scared to break it off with her because he was worried about his grades, and she was getting kind of clingy, blowing up his pager on the weekends. It was nuts. It was nuts.
So then how did it all end?
She moved. So she had a son that ended up being a freshman. Well, rumors started flying. Next thing you know, next year they moved out of state.
That poor kid. Like that's the rumor he has to deal with about his mom, right?
206-803-ROCK. Tell us about the teacher you will never forget.
Hold
Lucas.
On. My pager's going off.
Lucas and Everett. Who is your teacher that will live in infamy forever?
That would be my eighth grade science teacher back in Port Townsend, Washington. Good old town.
We're all here because we're not all there.
Exactly. So I'm already in high school, and one day we were told that the road by the police department was shut down because they were cleaning out the eighth grade science teacher's office, and they found a pipe bomb in his back closet.
Wow.
That they had no clue how it got there, but the janitor found it, and they had to call the bomb squad in. They had to shut the road down by the police department to blow it up. And from that point on, you never heard or saw from that teacher again.
So what made them think that was there, like, a suspicion that he had a bomb in the classroom? Or, like, what led to that point?
Not at all. They were just cleaning out his classroom. He retired, you know. He was at the school for 20, 30-plus years, and they found it. They blew it up. It successfully blew up, so.
Wow. Like,
good at that.
I'm glad he retired before right? He made that awful decision. Jeez.
Dan in Spanaway, tell us about the teacher you'll never forget.
Well, we're jumping on the bandwagon of crazy eighth grade science teachers. Mr. Barry at Libby Junior High in Spokane, and I was in his class on the day of the space shuttle exploding.
Okay.
And he promised the class that tomorrow he'd show us what happened. Well, tomorrow came, and two students were brought up front holding yardsticks, one with a hydrogen-filled balloon at the end, and the other with a lit candle.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, we didn't.
And this is one of those three-story old brick junior highs, and the windows blew out of that class.
I don't know.
Learned what happens with hydrogen and flame. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm more disturbed or impressed that he saw that as a learning opportunity. And he's like, you know what? We just witnessed a spaceship explode. Let me show you how it works.
Yeah. Let me show you something, right?
Do you remember I'd imagine he got in trouble for that. And do you remember what kind of trouble?
It got immediate attention. The principal was up three flights of stairs quick, but then it was like nothing happened the next day.
Was he back in class?
What's that?
Was he back in class?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
80s were a wild time, man. It was a wild time.
Shout out science teachers, man.
I remember being in class when that explosion happened. I was very young. But I remember being in class, and it was the most awkward thing because the teacher's like, I don't know what to do. Ooh. Like, this wasn't what we were expecting. This was supposed to be like kind of like a, hey, look at the beauty of, you know, space and NASA and all that kind of stuff. And then when that happened, it got very quiet.
Well, yeah.
The teacher didn't look at all of us and say, hey, tomorrow I'm going to show you how this all happened.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you.
The Daily Migs Show.